police in riot gear at another college campus. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And pro-Palestinian protesters were angry about it early this morning in the nation's capital.
Hundreds of police officers cleared the encampment here at George Washington University about 2 weeks after it began. The statue of George Washington remains defaced, but at least 35 protesters were arrested.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson near the campus. Another encampment broken up also in New York City. In the war in Gaza that's being protested, Israel's reopened one border crossing, allowing humanitarian aid for Palestinian civilians.
But the vital Rafah checkpoint remains closed after it was seized by an Israeli tank brigade. People there still report heavy shelling in the area. Meanwhile, CIA Director William Burns is back in Egypt to resume talks on a pause in the fighting.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Former President Trump doesn't have to go to court this morning in New York. It's an off day at a trial. After Stormy Daniels' testimony about the alleged sexual encounter he paid her to keep quiet about before the 2016 election, but he wasn't impressed.
Their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records, and even something that should bear very little relationship to the case. It's just a disaster.
He denies the charge of falsifying records and the payments to Daniels. The Trump classified documents federal trial that was supposed to start this month is on hold indefinitely over several legal disputes in that case.
Judge Eileen Cannon has set some deadlines, many deadlines, at least a dozen, going on late into the summer, pushing the trial back at least until the end of July.
Fox's David Spunt. There's tornado damage in Michigan. A FedEx facility was hit hard, trapping workers inside for a short time. Lauren Coomer with Fox 17 TV standing near debris strewn about in Pavilion Township, not far.
A mobile home community that was hit as well. About 16 to 20 homes were destroyed in there. Thankfully, this morning, the only injuries that we're hearing of.
America's
are very
listening.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The latest pro-Palestinian protest encampments broken up on college campuses in Washington and New York came hours after President Biden spoke out about all that anti-Israel unrest at a Holocaust remembrance event.
Too many people are denying and downplaying the atrocities of the Holocaust and Hamas's brutal attack on Israel on October 7th, President Biden says.
It's absolutely despicable, and it must stop.
The president singled out Jewish students on college campuses facing harassment and threats.
We've seen a ferocious surge of anti-Semitism in America and around the world.
The Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights is sending every school district and college in the country guidance on anti-Semitism that could spark federal investigations amid a sharp increase in complaints. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
They finished an underwater mission in Baltimore. They found the final body of the six construction workers killed when the bridge they were on was hit by a cargo ship collapsing that bridge in March.
Maryland State Police say salvage teams found the body, later identified as 37-year-old Jose Minor Lopez. The bridge collapse remains under investigation. Salvage crews have cleared temporary routes in the Patapsco River so some ships can access the port of Baltimore, but the container ship that hit the bridge remains in the channel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly before today's trading. In the NBA playoffs, Boston beat Cleveland 120-95. Oklahoma City topped Dallas 117-95 in second-round opening games. Dallas's hockey team also lost a second-round opener. The Colorado Avalanche beat the Stars 4-3 in overtime. There was double OT in New York.
Panarin's shot blocked by Slavin. Follow-up is free. They score!
Vincent Trocheck won it for the Rangers, beating Carolina 4-3 on ESPN to go up 2-0 in that NHL playoff series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.